Right, 20 past 10. We're going to go back to a subject that we were talking about a little bit earlier in the week. I think it was actually yesterday we heard from Sammy Hamilton. We revisited Sammy, who'd been on the programme in October speaking to Stephen. And yesterday we found out that he was now having to endure nearly a year and a half to wait to find out if he has Parkinson's disease. And here's a little reminder of what Sammy told us yesterday when he was almost at breaking point.
I'm depressed and sort of scundered. It's not, I hope I'm speaking for all the people who are waiting on a waiting list. I'm getting very down, depressed. When I got the letter and when it said, may I have to wait another 20 weeks, and then when that's up, I might have to wait more. Like, you know, they don't treat animals, they don't treat anybody else like that. All I need is diagnosed to what I can get, and all I need is these boys in the government to stop arguing about stupid things. Health is more important, so it is.
Well, after the show, we were contacted by Lawrence. He had heard Sammy's story yesterday, and he shares a similar agonising wait for an appointment. He's on the programme now. Lawrence, good morning to you.
Good morning to all.
So this basically all rang true for you as you were sitting listening yesterday, Lawrence?
Yes. I'm suffering a similar experience with a different health trust in the north of Ireland. I know Sammy has issues with the Belfast Trust, but mine's with the South Eastern Trust. I visited my GP on the 10th of November, suffering with symptoms which I consider to be Parkinson's disease, and the GP agreed with me.
Mm.
And he made the referral letter that morning, or that evening, I'm sorry, to the Ulster Hospital Dundonald. Now, when you're told you have an illness, you try to find out as much about it as you can. So I was on the website, and I came across the nice guidance for people who are with suspected Parkinson's are supposed to be seen within 6 weeks. So I was expecting to have an appointment letter pretty quickly, and nothing arrived. So I contacted my GP again on the 23rd of December, and I asked him if he could confirm that the referral letter had been received. To be fair, he's been very, very supportive, and he checked on this for me the first thing the following morning and rang me to tell me that the letter had been received, but there was now a waiting list of 26 weeks, with no guarantee, of course, that I will be seen within the 26 weeks, and the 26 weeks may be extended. So I don't understand if NICE issue a guidance, which hospitals are supposed to adhere to, and we have waiting lists of 26 weeks, and in Sammy's case, 70 weeks, which is just unbelievable.
So what are you doing now? What's your situation?
Well, what I've done is, on the advice of my GP, I rang the Ulster Independent Clinic on Christmas Eve, and I've made an appointment to see a neurologist privately. And in fact, I'm going this evening for that appointment.
Well, there are a lot of people, obviously, in situations who can't do that and can't go privately for that. And that likes of Sammy, as you've pointed out, 70 weeks. I mean, it's very worrying. And you've told us about your fears as well. Nicola Moore's on the line this morning as well. She's Parkinson's UK Northern Ireland Director. Nicola, I mean, you've heard Lawrence this morning. I'm sure you've heard Sammy's predicament. And the common thing that they're saying is, you know, they want that peace of mind. They want the diagnosis. They're reading. Lawrence is saying he's reading how important an early diagnosis is. And until they know either way, number one, they don't have peace of mind. And number two, they can't get any medication.
Yeah, good morning, Joel, and good morning, Lawrence. I can just imagine how frustrating and upsetting this is for Lawrence and for Sammy, who you talked to yesterday, if they're experiencing these long waiting lists. And I'm sure you can appreciate, if you're going through something and have symptoms that you're not unsure of, all you want to have is that diagnosis to know what you're dealing with and then how you can sort of cope with those symptoms. So, yes, I can just understand the frustrations and concerns that Lawrence and Sammy are facing.
And how important can an early diagnosis be?
Well, peace of mind, I think. A lot of people tell us that, you know, this can go on for a couple of years, not knowing, you know, just exactly what you have. And just the peace of mind, sometimes people say the relief to have the diagnosis, to then be able to talk to your consultants, be able to sort of manage your symptoms, to find out the treatments, the therapies that can help sort of manage all of that in your day-to-day life.
And what is life like for someone who is living with Parkinson's disease?
Well, life is affected. Everybody with Parkinson's is so different. All the symptoms are different. How people cope with it's different. The medication regime is different. So it can take time to get that just right once you get your diagnosis and talk to your consultant. But generally, things are a little bit slower. Movement's affected. Your day-to-day routine's affected. So it can be very, very frustrating and very upsetting for people. But it's just, I think, what's important this morning and just what I wanted to do is just to reassure people who maybe think they have Parkinson's or newly diagnosed with Parkinson's that they know that we're here and we can support them and be a voice to support them if they're not getting their needs assessed.
And remind people what your number is, how they can get in contact with you.
Well, they can contact our helpline on 0808 800 0303.
And when you hear particularly Sammy's story, where he's now sitting at least he's going to be sitting waiting for 70 weeks before he can even get a diagnosis, what's your initial reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, as Lawrence has just said, he's waiting, I think, did he say 24?
He was told 20, weeks, he would have to wait 26 weeks.
Which is incredibly long, and then somebody to be told it's 70, that just seems incredible. And it just, you know, if Sammy and Lawrence wanted to get in touch with us, you know, we would do anything that we can to support them and try to get to the bottom of this and get that appointment and try to get to some answers for them both.
And very quickly, just again, Nicola, because I'm conscious sometimes when you give the old number out, people scramble around for a pen, and then time they find one, just one last time, the number if people want to contact you.
Yeah, our helpline number is 0808 800 0303.
Nicola, nice to talk to you this morning. That's Nicola Muir, who's Parkinson's UK Northern Ireland Director. And also thanks to Lawrence for sharing his experience after hearing Sammy on the programme yesterday.